حافظ ابن قيوم رحمة الله عليه. He is a very great muhaddith that passed in the history of Islam, and he has a great maqam status in the subject of ilm and knowledge, and he did a lot of work on the field of hadith, the science of hadith. And Hafiz ibn Qayyim, the way he must have lifted his pen and wrote with his pen, if we think how valuable were the subjects that were recorded and how much weight and value and treasure was sealed at that time. That these are those people that when they wrote kitabs or wrote scriptures and recordings, then this was not for the cause of earning dunya or earning fame or recognition. Rather, everything they did was bi-idhnillah, for the sake of Allah. And they used to carry out the work of the deen based on ilham and inspiration. And these were honest people in that generation. It wasn't that, oh, okay, I'll publish this book and I'll make money and I'll become famous and recognized and known. So Hazrat Hafiz ibn Qayyim wrote a book, Al-Wab al-Sayyib. Now this kitab that was written, and where he raised his pen and wrote and recorded this kitab, and what will be the subject, what were the writings, what was the recording, and what was shared. And if we think about this, that in this risala, Hafiz Sahib wrote about the fadail, the virtues of the dhikr of Allah, the remembrance of Allah. Imagine this. The dhikr of Allah, the remembrance of Allah, the fadail, the virtues, not one, not two, not three. The whole kitab was written and 100 virtues were mentioned and shared. What a great point. 100 fadail, 100 virtues with regards to the dhikr of Allah. And all of those virtues, obviously if the muhaddith is writing this, recording this, this is not chit-chat, gossip. All of these findings and points that were recorded according to the hadith and the Quran, and better and greater than this, the point is that, as I said, that upon the emotion of these great personalities, they would research, they would find out, they would verify, they would raise their pens and write. The first thing we'll see is that when he set forth on the journey to write about the dhikr of Allah, then obviously he didn't decide this without any feeling. If we see that, what a great dhakir he must have been himself, a great personality doing dhikr himself. What a great muhaddith, how much dhikr he must have done, how dhikr must have overwhelmed him and influenced him that he wrote a kitab on the fadail of dhikr. So this point shows the importance, the greatness and the essentiality of the dhikr of Allah, that how great an action is the dhikr of Allah, that how much more can we say after sharing this, that how important is the dhikr of Allah for the life of a person. And he must have done dhikr, for which reason he praised dhikr and wrote about the virtues of dhikr. And obviously he would have seen the benefits of dhikr, that he knew about the benefits, that he was going to write about the benefits. So this is a great, great fact. Such facts are in front of us about the amal of the dhikr of Allah. So he was a sheikh who knew the hadith, who had read the hadith, studied and taught, and he had read hadith about the remembrance of Allah. He understood the hadith and they affected the hearts, and then they did amal on the knowledge, and how much in abundance he must have done dhikr of Allah, how much love he must have had for the dhikr of Allah. The Hazrat Hafiz ibn Qayyim recorded all of those facts in a kitab, in a book. And this hadith, Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu states this hadith, and this hadith narrated in Abu Dawood, Sahih Abu Dawood, where the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, stated the meaning of the hadith is this, that if an individual, any sitting of an individual, nishist, where a person sits, two men are sitting, four men or one man, or somebody sitting casually, any sitting of an individual, of a human being, if that sitting is without the remembrance of Allah, without the dhikr of Allah, then in the hereafter, the biggest loss that he will incur and earn is due to that sitting, that time without the remembrance of Allah. And he stated, in the same way, that if an individual, human, if he lies down, lies down without the remembrance of Allah, then on the Day of Judgment, the biggest opportunity for regret and khasara and loss will be due to that time that he lay down without the dhikr of Allah. What a great importance. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stated this. The Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stated this. So in other words, the human being cannot in any moment do any action which is devoid of the dhikr of Allah. Which is devoid of the dhikr of Allah. No time, no moment in our lives, no action. Otherwise, in other words, either we'll be standing or sitting or lying down or seated. Whatever action we are occupied in, if we don't do dhikr during that action, if we are negligent and unaware of Allah during that action, then apart from deep regret, nothing else will be earned for thereafter. So what a big, big encouragement or a drive that is pushing us towards the dhikr of Allah. Now we have to look at ourselves. In our lives, we are Muslims, we believe in the hadith, the Quran. Why do we cry? Why do we complain? Why we are worried? Why do we have issues? Why are there fitna and fasad and problems and tests and challenges in the world today? As a Shaykh al-Hadith, rahmatullah, stated that there's only one reason for the destruction of society, the spoiling of society, in every subject of the deen. Yes, in every subject or career path, or every segment of the deen, in every segment, in every subject, in every career path, if there's destruction of the Muslimin, there's fasad, fitna, tests and problems, and people are not benefiting. Rather, fitna becomes that action which is not done correctly. That action, that moment, zahiri, externally looks like deen, it looks like, oh yeah, this is very good work, but it will become fitna. Fasad, I'm telling you the meaning of what Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith said. Such a time will come, such a generation will come, at which time the dhikr of Allah will be gone from society. That's the time of fitna. There should be no action in our lives, because dhikr is the ruh, the spirit of everything. What is the ruh of ilm? Is the dhikr of Allah. What's the ruh of hadith? The dhikr of Allah. What is the ruh, the spirit of our ibadah, worship, the dhikr of Allah? So this month we're sitting in, this is such a big ibadah in front of us, hajj. Hajj. And Hajj is about to come. And tell me, is there any action where Allah has not said that do this action and do the dhikr of Allah? Allah has never said that do this action and don't do the dhikr of Allah. Allah Ta'ala has emphasized that when you are there, keep on remembering me. Definitely remember me. We say, no, I'm doing Hajj, I'm in Arafat, and I'm doing Sa'i, and I'm doing Tawaf around the Kaaba, and I'm doing this and that, because a man's occupied, I'm sitting in Muzdalifah, I'm busy. Allah says, fine, you're doing all this, but be definitely careful one thing, in every maqam, every step, in every phase, in every place, don't forget my dhikr. If you want to benefit from the actions of Hajj, you will get the benefit of Hajj at that time if you keep on remembering me with the dhikr of Allah, says, with my dhikr. Today, in this day and age, in this generation, this is the generation of fitna. It's a very bad sort of testing time. And we have, our trust has been lifted from many things. When people joke against us and jest against us and mock us, why? Because we don't have the ruh of Islam within us, within our deen and our practice, and we don't see genuine actions. All of the genuineness has come out of the deen. That's why we are not trusted. We don't get hidayah. We walk a few footsteps, then we go back from the hidayah. We set forth on the journey, correct, then we come off track. Why? Because we've left the dhikr of Allah. We've left the remembrance of Allah. As long as a person is alive, wadhkurullaha kathiran la'allakum tuflihun. If we want success worldly hereafter, my brothers, remember this, that grab hold of dhikr of Allah firmly. I remember an event of today, and for ni'mah, as a gift, I will present it. Today's generation. It's not that this world is devoid of good people or goodness. This is not the reason. We think, oh, it's dark. No, Allah Ta'ala says it's due to the walis of Allah. This world is in existence. Those who do Allah, Allah, this masjid is in existence. Due to the people who are doing, remembering Allah. Our Quran is in existence due to Allah, Allah. Our ibadah is in existence due to those who are remembering Allah. For one reason, that there are people in the world who are remembering Allah. Definitely they are good people who remember Allah. And this is the hadith. The hadith says that if the people saying Allah, Allah, who don't remember Allah, they disappear. If they disappear, then 100 years may pass before Qiyamah. It will be the worst time. And in that time, if there's nobody saying Allah, Allah, in that time span, 100 years, Allah will wait. Allah will wait before Qiyamah. That maybe an individual, is there someone out there who's saying Allah, remembering me, coming to me, there'll be a servant. 100 years of waiting. After that, when there'll be nobody left doing dhikr of Allah, then the trumpet will be blown and the world will come to an end. So it's not that the world is devoid of dhakireen. We look around at each other, and from, for example, I said for a few nights, there's a sheikh of the Naqshbandi, this is like great sheikh in Karachi, and he's a buzurg and a personality. He's a Allah wala, a friend of Allah, he's a dhakir who does dhikr wala. And I have requested a few days that he is ill, and tomorrow is his operation. Today was his operation. And he had open heart surgery. I'm telling you, for this reason that I realized this, and I asked him, I asked about his well-being and health. So it was quite a big operation, 6-7 hours operation. And there was a good team of doctors, 8 or 10 individuals, doctors, surgeons, doing the, in a big hospital, Aga Khan Hospital in Karachi. Now I'm telling you about the dhikr of Allah, that how is that person a dhakir, mashallah, he's alive, Allah Ta'ala give him more life, ameen. And this is about today, recently on the phone I've spoken, that when he was put to sleep, Hazrat, subhanallah, then before that, he didn't. There was no issue, and despite all the pain, he felt no issue. There was nothing visible in his face or distress. When he was unconscious at the time of the operation, then after, despite being unconscious, up to the time of the theatre, he was doing the dhikr of Allah. And the people who were operating on him, they thought maybe he's in fully unconscious, that's why he's doing dhikr of Allah. So they took him to the theatre. Now the doctor came out, the main surgeon, and Dr. Sami is his name, and he came and testified. He was also his student, and he said, I have come to say something to you. There were, he just came out of the theatre, and he said that in the day, 8 or 10 operations I conduct, 25, 30 years I've done operations, a big heart doctor. He said, I've seen this patient, and from here to the operation theatre, I'm starting to do the operation, and his heart is still doing the dhikr of Allah continuously. Subhanallah. This I am explaining to you. So brothers, the dhikr of Allah, the remembrance of Allah, Allah Ta'ala has said that a person who leaves the dhikr of Allah is deceased. He is not alive. That man and woman are deceased. Not for a second can we leave dhikr. And the patient who's, the sheikh who's having the operation, and his heart is alive. And that is the place of dhikr upon which they were operating, the heart. That is the organ, the headquarters of dhikr. The foundation, this qalbi dhikr, heart dhikr, and khafi dhikr is a great, great dhikr. So in this day and age, I'm explaining that in this day and age of fitna, alhamdulillah, if somebody creates awareness, consciousness that I need to do the dhikr of Allah, and he assigns his heart or she assigns her heart to Allah, and they allow the dhikr of Allah to come into the heart and start doing the dhikr of Allah, then brothers, this is a great, great ni'mah, reward for that person. I won't say he's got a level or status, Allah knows best about that. But my good thoughts and feelings say that that person will have a high maqam, high status who's doing the dhikr of Allah in this day and age. Doesn't matter how people think he's inferior and downtrodden, but this is a great name of Allah. The dhikr of Allah is a great gift in this day and age. Great gift from Allah. So my brothers, my colleagues, remember nafs and shaitan, desires and the devil, they are the enemies of man, and they influence us, they try to take us off track. Whatever is valuable for thereafter, they take us away from that. They whisper into our ears and minds and make us weak and make us run away from the deen. So this is our fight with our inner state and with the opposition of the devil and the nafs. Whatever happens, we won't leave the dhikr of Allah. Make a regular routine. Go to such a friend of Allah. Sit with him who can teach you dhikr of Allah. And stay in the company that his heart is moving with the dhikr of Allah, beating with the dhikr of Allah, and your heart also is beating with the dhikr of Allah. The machine should continue morning and evening. You should sit with that teacher 30-45 minutes, and you should attach your heart to the heart of the teacher, and you take the fuel, just like you go to the petrol pump. When you get to the pump, when the car, the petrol tank's empty in the car, you go with the car to the petrol tank, to the petrol pump, and you take the nozzle, which is on the end of the pipe. You have the pipe with the nozzle on the end. Yes, so the nozzle's put into the fuel tank, and you put into the hole into the fuel tank. So then the petrol comes from the pump into the fuel tank. In the same way, the friend of Allah, the Wali Allah, when you sit next to a Wali Allah and you bow your head and you present your heart to the company of the Wali Allah, then the nozzle comes from the teacher, the sheikh, to the student. and there's a transfer of phase, and that the empty tank of the student is filled up, then how much enjoyment there is. That we are filling up our tanks and mashallah living our lives, and maut comes, death comes. Wow, what a great death. Obviously the petrol will not run out quick, will it? We're not going to take a passenger to Birmingham Abbey. The petrol that we put in the morning will be so spiritual that it will be full, the tank, until the evening, will give us benefit. Then in the evening the tank will empty, then in the morning will refill again. What a great ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Isn't this great ni'mah, great gift? So Allah Ta'ala has prepared for us, not that you are sat in front of the petrol pump. Allah Ta'ala has made technology such that through this technology, you know, the whole worldwide people are benefiting from the petrol. The nozzle goes from here directly. The women are benefiting, menfolk are benefiting, all worldwide. Wherever this voice is going, with the fadl of Allah, with the blessings of Allah, wherever this voice is called out to and heard in the world, alhamdulillah, the hearts will be jari and alive to the dhikr of wise Allah Ta'ala. Because in previous generations this wasn't here, because this is the drought day and age. We're living in the day and age of drought. We are so lazy, negligent. We're immersed in love with the world. Someone's in love with the election, with the dunya, with the game. Everyone's busy in dunya, dunya. Everyone's forgotten the reality of life and hereafter. So Allah Ta'ala has made it so easy now, alhamdulillah, that one insan who does dhikr in one corner of the world, Allah has made such a technological component that people around the world who Allah Ta'ala loves, who desire to do the dhikr of Allah, Allah Ta'ala delivers the dhikr to their homes. Yes, men will be sitting now, men, women. Fortunate and lucky are those people, alhamdulillah. The Allah Ta'ala said that they have come away from the attachment to the dunya, and Allah has given them the tawfiq to recite His name. So I will request that do dhikr yourself, learn dhikr yourself. Those who have learned dhikr, invite others, and save yourself from fasad, wasting time. There are 100 fadail in this kitab. I say, if we discuss one fadail virtue of dhikr of Allah, I will say clearly it will take 100 years of this life. But Hazrat Hafiz ibn Qayyim, rahmatullah alayhi, may Allah's rahmah and mercy be on him, may Allah Ta'ala give him a great, great status, in a beautiful way, beautiful kitab he published on the dhikr of Allah. Nobody can reject this. He's such a great muhaddith. Who can reject his learnings and findings and teachings and writings? Even today, the great muhaddithin, the scholars of hadith, they refer to Hazrat Hafiz ibn Qayyim, rahmatullahi. So how can we say he is mentioning fadail of dhikr? How can we reject that? Oh, this is not the case. Dhikr is not important. 100 fadail as a Hafiz ibn Qayyim. Our hal is that if one benefit of the world we learn, one benefit, that this is the benefit in this, straight away what do we do? We'll work the whole day long to attain that benefit of the world. The whole day long. Oh, this benefit at least, isn't there? We can do this and earn the world. That, for example, if you go to get something far across the globe, or for example, let's say you go to a shop, Asda, you want to go and buy a packet of sugar, and if a woman comes out, she went in the shop, and another woman comes out, why have you come? Sugar packets. They say, hey, it's 5 pence expensive in Asda. If you go to the other store, to the other Asda chain, branch, it's 5 pence cheaper. And straight away, she'll do a U-turn there. For 5 pence saving, she will do a U-turn at the entrance. She says, no, I'll get it from the other store where it's 5 pence cheaper. No, one, and she'll buy 30 packets. Or 3 or 10 or whatever. So is this not our habit? And if there are 100 fadail waiting for the dhikr of Allah, I will say that today the child, man, woman who are listening, alhamdulillah, straight away they should, Hazrat, teach us the dhikr. Teach us the dhikr of Allah. Allah has given a great message. Even if today, if we're lazy, no. Why do we have to do dhikr? I'm lazy, negligent, and understand Allah's adab is on that person. Allah's message is not being understood by that person. So today, I should understand the message. The Hazrat teach me the message. What dhikr shall I do? Alhamdulillah. Allah Ta'ala will make the hearts alive. So brothers, love the dhikr of Allah. Don't shy away from it. This is for our love and encouragement. This is not a minor point, not a minor gathering, not a minor amal. This is not a minor amal that we are sitting to do. MashaAllah, you are now sitting to do that amal. Due to that amal, that the presence in Arafah will be accepted. Hajj will be accepted based on dhikr. This is the amal we're about to sit down and do. The dhikr of Allah. The remembrance of Allah. InshaAllah, a great point about Hajj and dhikr is about to come. And those who do dhikr, how they will get the reward of Hajj. The few points have come into my mind and heart. I will not share this today. I'll reserve this. Inshallah, I will explain this. That how can we connect dhikr with Hajj and get the reward? And those who don't go to Hajj, how they can attain the full reward of Hajj. May Allah accept. Ameen. Recite Durood Sharif.